Hey, it's Steve Imke. In the summer of 2017, I had the opportunity to spend a few hours with a class full of business entrepreneurs that wanted to learn how to conduct strategic planning for their business using the Business Model Canvas. I'm sorry you didn't make it, and I hope this is the next best thing. Here are excerpts from this live event. Hope you enjoy it and find it informative. But even more important, I hope it inspires you to get off the couch and do something with it. Thanks for listening. Thank you. Good morning. So what we're going to do here, principally, is we're going to talk a little bit about what we call the nine core blocks of the Business Model Canvas. Anybody who's done any kind of research is probably pretty familiar with those. But we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the external forces that kind of go in there. So before we kind of dig in there, I just give you about a 30-second thumbnail of who I am. So I was not your sharpest student through high school. My dad gave me two options in life, basically told me I was either going to go into the armed services or I was going to go to college, since I really wasn't a very studious type of a person. I opted to go the service route. I did a couple tours of the United States Coast Guard. I was an electronics technician. And during that time, went home to visit my parents, and I ran into an old boss. I used to work for a computer company when I was in high school. He asked me what I was doing. I told him I was at the end of an enlistment, but I was going to make Coast Guard my career. He said, why don't you come out on Christmas time? This was a Thanksgiving walk off your Thanksgiving dinner kind of a meal. So come out and visit your parents at Christmas time and come out for an interview. And we just, you know, use it as a boondoggle trip just to kind of come out here. Well, quite frankly, I was impressed with that, going back to work for that same company I worked for when I was in high school. I worked for them. I started out as a course developer. I ultimately became a unit manager with them, a cost center manager, a site manager, and then the company fell on hard times. So as I was sitting there having to lay off people every month, I told my wife, I said, I feel I'm underemployed. And at that point, I began to think about things like side hustles. And so I became an invisible fencing dealer. Now, you're probably all familiar with what invisible fencing is today, but I can tell you what, this was 2 years into the business, nobody ever heard of invisible fencing. So I spent a vast amount of my time during customer acquisition to find new customers for this new product that was out there. I did that for a number of years. After their patent was about ready to expire, the company said, Steve, you're either going to have to do this full-time, because I did it as a side hustle, or we're going to have to go ahead and take that franchise away from you. I knew I couldn't make the same kind of money I was making, even though I'd probably gone from about 60 to about 40 employees at this time, and I said, listen, I got to look for another avenue to kind of leap off this boat. I began to write a business plan to basically outsource the department that I worked for at this computer company. Ultimately, about 18 months later, after laying many seeds out there, one of them began to bloom, and somebody said, hey, we're thinking about doing this outsourcing experiment. Would you be interested in participating? I mean, literally, I had already had the business plan written. I literally sent them my resignation. My boss had flown from back east out here, laid off my employees. I sat in the tailgate of my truck as they walked out. I hired about 10 of my old employees, and we were working there, you know, the next Monday. We grew that business. After approximately about 3.5 years, I'd say, I was approached by a publicly held company and asked if I was in the market to be acquired. And of course, I was always ready to be acquired. I always built my businesses that way. They in turn acquired my business, hired me as a vice president of operations. We built that business from about $8 million to $32 million in the next 18 months. That's basically what you can do during the dot-com era, when revenue was the only thing that we cared about and we didn't care about profit. At that point, that company was approached by another publicly held company because they employed half of the XML engineers on the planet, and they were interested in the product side that they had, not the $32 million service business that I had. At that point, I agreed to reacquire my company and one of the other companies that we had purchased as part of this growth cycle that we had made, because I just had been paid essentially from my acquisition. I then in turn worked on making that business profitable. I sold that business to a private investor who was leaving out of California, was moving here for a lifestyle change. And quite frankly, I was 42 years old. I really wasn't in a position to really have to work for money anymore. And ever since then, I have been saying, listen, if I can do this and I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, there must be something to understanding these lessons. So since the last 15 years, I've pretty much been a student of small business, understanding what it is. I've been mentoring here or counseling here for the last 15 years. One would argue I kind of make a profession out of being a civic entrepreneur, if you will. Over the past number of years, I've researched many different topics, gone out there I've run huge numbers of experiments, and I've authored probably 10 books on various aspects of business, one of them being this business model canvas. So let's kind of launch into this particular program. Here's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk, like I said, about the 9 blocks within the typical business model canvas, and we'll talk about the 4 external ones. So now, I will say that you can enter the business model canvas from any one of those 9 blocks, but probably one of the more typical pathways is to start with understanding who your customer segment is. All right. So at the very basic level of this particular program, one of the first things we want people to understand is, listen, is the customer segment a mass market? So when I think of mass market, I think of like Blu-ray players. I mean, Blu-ray players came out, they didn't differentiate between females or males, rich people or poor people, right? I mean, there was no real way to differentiate that product. Anybody who had a TV, anybody who wanted to watch a Blu-ray could go ahead and buy that. So there's not much in the way of differentiation. On the other side, I often tell people, especially in the small business world, that what they probably need to think about is what their niche market is and focus to a very small part of that niche. A good example might be a vegan restaurant. We have many, many choices to eat out there, but a vegan restaurant is now a very small segment of the market. And I can market these days very effectively to just that small segment of the market. In the old days, I'd have to advertise to the mass market in the hopes that I would now get a very small share of that by advertising that I was a vegan restaurant. But today, I can literally go out there with using social media, those types of things, and identify people, as well as being able to use keywords to literally be able to drive traffic to my vegan restaurant. All right, so niche markets are really taking a big step forward. We also have a segmented market. Now, what a segmented market is typically we offer one service, but we have different levels of service. I often think about that in terms, I'm with a bank with Wells Fargo, and Wells Fargo has a private client services for people who are high net worth individuals. So instead of going to a pool of bankers, I have my own touch point banker. I have my own touch point person who handles the stocks and those kind of things for me. They understand me. They track me, things that change. They give me a call and say, hey, are you aware of those kind of things? So while Wells Fargo provides banking services to everybody, they have integral special segments within there that they service, you know, to different types of customers. So is your customer segment a segment of a larger pool? We also have diversified customer segments. Now, when I think of diversified segments, I think of companies like Wilson. If you're familiar with Wilson Sporting Goods, they may sell football cleats to one person, they might sell tennis shoes to somebody else. If you think about the market for football cleats, that's pretty obvious for me. It's generally males in their teens to young 20s or something along that line, unless you're selling to the NFL, maybe it goes a little bit further. But generally that's not to a female market, it's not to an aged market, that kind of stuff. But if I sell tennis shoes, I mean, who plays tennis? Right? Males play tennis, females play tennis, young people play tennis, old people play tennis. So we have a diversified market. So even though I'm selling shoes, now I'm sitting there saying, I'm going to go ahead and I have a diversified market to go out to these different elements. So one is really looking inside, the other one's looking outside. And then we also have what we call multi-sided customer segments. And a multi-sided customer segment is something like eBay. Right? eBay has 2 types of customers. It has customers on one end, which are people who are buyers, and we have customers on the other side, which are people who are sellers. And effectively what they're doing is marrying the two of them together.
Thank you for listening to Strategic Planning Using the Business Model Canvas. To learn more about Stephen Imke or to learn more about what it takes to own and operate a small business, please visit stevebizblog.com. That's StevBizBlog.com. Or look for Steve's many books on various aspects of small business ownership at Amazon.com or on StevBizBlog.com.